Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottillo along with Charlie Long running things behind the scenes. Steve Geller will join us at 5:45 or in that area for our triple option feature sponsored by Bet365. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, columnist certainly covers the Saints and everything else across Louisiana, Jeff Duncan. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Jeff, it's 40 years for me. This Derek Carr situation has to be at the tippy top, like Mount Everest, of strange developments that have happened over the last 4 or 5 months that leads you to the book is not closed. They still have a chapter yet to write on it, but he's not here, and so you move on with it. You've covered this team a long time. I can't think of anything even close to this.
Mike, I had someone in the league tell me in the last few days use the word convoluted and and said in their decades in the league, it's the most convoluted situation they've ever encountered. And I would agree. I don't think any of us know the true story, but I think it's pretty clear there's more than meets the eye just by the way it's been handled. I mean, there are a lot of injuries, a lot of retirements, a lot of things like that that we've seen in our careers, but just the way everyone seems to be walking on eggshells and not coming clean and speaking in statements rather than talking liberally about it tells you there's something more to the story.
Jeff, you and I know one thing. The guy that's normally co-host with me, ain't no way he's walking away from no $30 million. Man, you don't have a big enough caliber bullet in a gun to get him to walk away from that. So that, again, when that kind of money's involved, you always sort of say, that's a little bit more to the story. Jeff, I think this, even when he was selected, I was talking to Bobby and Deuce and Hoss about this. As soon as Tyler Shuck got picked, I said, he's the guy. He's going to open the season as your starting quarterback. This opens the door now wide open, barring an injury. Thoughts on that? Also, too, I don't like to have a room with just young guys. You got a second-year Spencer Rattler, a third-year Jake Haener, and, you know, you kind of know what you got as a backup there and now with Shuck. I think this team, and I'm not talking about Aaron Rodgers here or Kirk Cousins, you have to go out and get your veteran quarterback because that veteran can help everybody kind of calm down. He sees certain things out on the field when he was playing, and he can give some expertise. Yeah, they have former NFL quarterbacks on the roster as coaches, but it's different as you're a player because of that room. So your thoughts on that, on going out and getting a veteran quarterback? I don't know who that would be, if it's a Teddy Bridgewater or Carson Wentz, whatever. Somebody that's not going to cost you a ton of money to do so, like, you know, Bobby's a big advocate for Aaron Rodgers, which we all know if he plays, he'll end up in Pittsburgh. But your thoughts on Shuck barring an injury, he's the guy, and I know what the team will say. It's open competition, but we all know it's Chuck's job to lose. And bringing in a veteran quarterback.
Well, Mike, I don't think you draft one as high in the early second round if you don't think he's going to be your guy. So I think he's got – certainly it's his job to lose. I don't think there's any doubt. And let's just go through Saints history here, right? I mean, recent history. In 2000, when Jim Haslett and Randy Mueller came in, Randy went and got Jeff Blake in free agency for Jim, and then they traded for Aaron Brooks. In 2006, when Sean Payton came in, Mickey Loomis and Sean went out and got Drew Brees. They got their guys for their starting quarterback. Same thing for Dennis Allen and Derek Carr. So I think clearly Tyler Shuck is the hand-picked draft pick by Kellen Moore. So I think he's definitely going to get every opportunity to start. But I will expect them at some point to consider bringing in a veteran, just for what you said, to have that presence in the locker room, to mentor the younger players. They just don't have any experience right now. They don't have a guy in the quarterback room right now that's won an NFL game. So that's daunting enough. But young quarterbacks have won in this league. I mean, Aaron Brooks really hadn't started when he was thrown into the fire with Jeff Blake and did very well here with Mike McCarthy as offensive coordinator. We saw Bo Nix last year with Sean. So it can happen. But I think you want to have that, you know, contingency plan. The problem is there's two problems, I think, with the veteran market right now. There's not a lot out there because it's so late in the game. You know, Joe Flacco's, the Jameis Winston's of the world, they've all signed elsewhere. So you're really looking at guys that late in their careers or they're on the street for a reason. And then the other thing is a player is going to want to have to come in here and understand that role. They're not the guy necessarily. They're going to be the backup. So that comes with limited financial compensation. And, you know, really you have to find the right fit for both sides to make that work.
You know, Jeff, Mike made a great point on Saturday about rookie minicamp. Now that it's a wrap, but it was all more about the mental test than it was the physical test. You know what you have in these prospects. You're just trying them out at different spots, learn what you can about them, you know, in the pre-OTAs and pre-minicamp process. I want to get your thoughts specifically. Like, a lot was made about Kelvin Banks being effectively used at right tackle, right guard, left tackle, basically every spot but center. And, you know, your thoughts on that, because once again, it's rookie minicamp. You're not getting too much out of it. It's more of the quote-unquote orientation.
Well, I think they're definitely going to cross-train him at guard and tackle. And I think the goal should be just get your five best guys on the field. And when I've talked to offensive line coaches down through the years, I'm sure, Mike, you've done the same, they basically want to make the fewest changes possible. And I think the easiest change for them right now is just to slide Banks in at left guard instead of moving another player over. Now you've got two new positions. The easiest thing would be to play Banks at guard, and a lot of people projected Banks at guard. Matter of fact, you know, Dane Brugler, who does the Beast for the Athletic, where I used to work, does a great job. He basically listed him at guard in his listings. I know some teams project him at guard, so I could see him finding a home there, or maybe he starts there early on. They see how Trevor Penning progresses at right tackle. They haven't tied themselves to him contractually, and if he doesn't work out, if he doesn't progress, then you can figure out what you're going to do at tackle, whether you move him to right tackle or you flop Taliese Fuaga over to right tackle and have Banks. They've got a lot of flexibility and options there, but I think the easiest move would be to start Banks off at guard for this year.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jeff, I think one of the things that you don't ever want to fall into the same trap you fell into before. And in the preseason last year, and even in the training camp period, Deuce and I talked about, you know, this for this roster, it was all about developing the younger players you had on the team. Could they take that step up? But also you saw the holes on this team that they hadn't addressed, that if an injury happens, and it's not an if today, it's when, along the offensive line, at wide receiver, even at running back, because, you know, Taysom had had a history of getting nicked up. Kendra Miller goes down with the first day of training camp with an injury. That they, okay, it's not next man up. And so you got to understand, don't fall into the same trap again, because everybody's good. You're fairly healthy, okay, in May. It's what happens in September. And so, man, I got feedback after the first two games. Oh, you said they didn't have enough talent to win, and they got quality depth. Oh, I didn't get them texts anymore. After the fifth or sixth game, it was, oh, I blame Mickey Loomis. I blame Dennis Allen. You know, it was that sort of thing. I think on this roster today, there are spots. If it's that wide receiver, cornerback, I still think if you could get yourself a veteran offensive lineman, maybe even a pass rusher, if one's out there, because there's always that time in June where somebody's going to cut loose a player because of salary. You don't want to fall into the same trap you fell into a year ago of not having the quality depth on your team and this stupidity of next man up. That's great for the locker room, but it ain't reality.
Yeah, Mike, and I think one good thing about this Derek Carr kind of the finality to that and getting closure on that is they now have a lot more cap room. So they, yep, they have more flexibility cap-wise to add to the roster where they really didn't last year. They were much more constricted. So I think that definitely is true. I think having 9 draft picks this year and using all 9 gives them a younger roster and a little more depth there. Now, it's unproven, but at least you've got more young talent. And I think the other thing is some of these guys, the last couple drafts that have not really taken steps forward, maybe with the new coaching staff, maybe the light bulb comes on, maybe a fresh start for players like a Jordan Howden. I can just think, go down the list of all these draft picks that really have it, Kendre Miller, guys that have just not produced, maybe with a new staff, they get something out of them. I think that's, if I were trying to preach to Saints fans that are looking for hope, in addition to Kellen Moore, I think sometimes you see that. I can think of John Stinchcomb being a healthy and active as a second-round draft pick under Jim Haslett, and a lot of fans thinking he was a complete bust. And Sean Payton comes in, and the guy ends up being a regular starter, made a Pro Bowl. Look at Zach Bond, labeled kind of a bust here, goes to Philly, gets under a new staff, new system, and kind of blossoms. I think that could happen with some of these guys that haven't had a chance under the previous regime.
Jeff, another one, Devery Henderson.
Yep.
Devery was a guy everybody, he can't play in the NFL. And all of a sudden with Sean, he kind of carved that niche out for himself. And so we have seen it also with, we saw it late in his spots here with the Saints. Caden Ellis was sort of a similar player that you saw it a little bit more with Caden, and then he sort of blossomed out with Atlanta. If there's a player or two on defense, a veteran, that you think may have that leap, who would you say that guy is?
Well, boy, I think I'll get an eye roll out of Saints fans here, but I mean, Isaiah Foskey has been completely missing in action, and he may end up being a guy that can't convert. But in this new scheme at 3-4, I think he's got a better chance than he did before. He just did not fit, I think, as a 4-3 end. Maybe he's a guy that takes a leap forward. He certainly can't be any worse than he has so far. He's just been a non-entity so far. That's a guy that I certainly think they could get more out of, whether it's a situational pass rusher or not. But I'd like to see more from him going forward.
The guy on offense for me would be Nick Saldiveri. Because when he got brought in, you traded up in round four to get him. He had played tackle the majority of his career, and they kicked him inside. And the first year, bang, he gets hurt right off the bat. Last year, bang, gets hurt right off the bat. I think the Saints would have basically given him the baton to be the left guard had he been able to stay healthy. He just hasn't been able to. So what you bring up with Foskey, I think the offensive version of him is actually Saldiveri.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. And guys, some of these big men, Mike, you know this. I mean, some of them take a little while to mature. I tell people all the time, you have to give these bigger guys a little more, you have to have a little more patience with them. I can think of a guy we haven't brought up in the past, but Akeem Hicks, who got dealt for a box of popcorn to the Patriots and ended up being a Pro Bowler. I think he might have even been an All-Pro. I mean, they gave up on him too quickly. And Al Woods was a draft pick by the Saints that they didn't get anything out of. And he was playing up until like a year ago, Mike. I mean, some of these big men you kind of have to let develop. Trey Hendrickson developed late in his career with the Saints. They moved on from him, and I think they're probably still regretting that decision to this day.
I know with Coach Payton, and Bobby and I talked to him about this, he still regrets that Akeem Hicks situation. He said, we didn't have a good vision for him. We really didn't. And you could see it bothered him. This is long after Akeem had been traded to New England. And now with the Patriots, he ended up being a really good player. But, you know, normally with Belichick, he don't want to pay nobody. And that's why he goes to Chicago, and he really turns out to be a terrific player. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. Man, we got a lot to talk about as the season rolls along. And appreciate your time. Great insights as usual.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'll see you all out at camp sometime soon.
Alrighty. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff Duncan does a great job covering the Saints with the Times-Picayune Morning Advocate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.